Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we invite your phone calls, 888-302-3684. And you can call us anytime this hour with questions related to nutrition or medicine. We're here live to answer your inquiries. 888-302-3684. And we got lots to talk about because it's been a busy week on the health front. So let's get going on some of the important stories of the week. You know, this week, Apple launched the latest iteration of the iPhone, iPhone 7. And controversially, it doesn't have that little hole for a headset. It doesn't have, you know, like a wired headset is now considered obsolete. Interesting though, when you buy an iPhone, they still give you a workaround so that you can still use your wired headphones. But what they're pushing for is just Bluetooth connectivity, where you got some earbuds dangling from your ears, like big pendant earrings, and they're wireless. And so you're transmitting signals from your phone to their little receivers that are in your earbuds, and this is going to be the wave of the future. And some people are speculating that maybe, just maybe, this isn't such a good idea, because these electromagnetic waves... Well, it's different when they're transmitted from your phone to a tiny receiver within your earbuds, because, well, when it's via wire, there's less of an EMR. This electromagnetic radiation is what is thought to be associated with a higher risk of certain types of problems. It's already been demonstrated, although it remains controversial, that there may be a link to brain cancer in frequent users of cell phones who hold their cell phone up to one side or another of their head. You know, they've done some registry studies, which still aren't conclusive proof, but suggests that the side that you hold your headphone, that your phone up against when you're holding your phone up to your ear, may be correlated with a higher risk of cancer on that side. And there are definitely some studies that show that men who carry their cell phones in their trouser pocket, the front pocket, that is, not the back pocket, that they may be suffering from higher rates of infertility. It's not clear what exactly is going on. There is a thermal effect. I mean, you know it because your phone heats up, right? Okay, so we know that just even hot temperatures kill sperm. But it may be that something's going on with the electromagnetic radiation that the phones emit. And we're going to have only more of this associated with a new style of iPhones. So there's a new study. It's actually an old study. It's been out for a couple of years. And it's quite alarming because, you know, sometimes you see these gals who are walking down the street and they got a, you know, a low-cut blouse. And they got a phone. You can see it. It's tucked into their bra. It seems to be the latest way of carrying around your cell phone. And you just wonder, you know, those cell phones are emitting EMRs right into your breast tissue, which is a vulnerable part of a woman's body. So is there possibly a risk associated with that? This study enumerates four unusual case reports of young women who had prolonged contact between their breasts and their cellular phones, who ended up with premature onset of breast cancer. You know, breast cancer occurring in women under the age of 40 is uncommon in the absence of family history or one of those bad genes, you know, the Angelina Jolie gene, the BRCA1 or BRCA2. And so when that happens in a young woman, you kind of ask the question, are there possible exposures or environmental risks? And in this study, they report a series of four young women, aged 21 to 39, who had multifocal invasive breast cancer associated with tucking their cell phones into their bras. Here's case one. 21-year-old female. 21. Her history was notable for keeping her cellular phone tucked into her bra on the left side for several hours each day. Her mammogram showed extensive calcifications and densities. An MRI confirmed a mass. She was treated with mastectomy, and she was found to have extensive ductal carcinoma in situ with some degree of microscopic invasion. And fortunately, she didn't have lymph nodes positive, so likely that she'll affect a cure. Another 21-year-old female developed a breast mass in the area where her cellular phone was kept in direct contact with her left breast. She had been placing her cellular device in her bra for 8 hours a day or longer for the past 6 years. Breast MRI demonstrated 4 distinct, separate lesions that involved an area that had been in direct contact with the phone. Her pathology after a mastectomy showed multifocal invasive cancer with extensive DCIS. Unfortunately, 2 of her 9 axillary lymph nodes under the arm were positive for metastatic disease. And at 21, she had metastasis to the bone, stage 4 advanced breast cancer. Case number 3, a little older gal, 33, presented with 2 masses in the upper outer quadrant of her right breast, directly underneath where her cellular phone was placed against her breast in her bra. She'd been placing her cell phone there for 8 years. And, see, this is a kind of, she's active. So one of the things that's convenient for gals, place the cell phone in your bra. Well, she did that 3-4 times per week. During that time, she'd use a GPS system on her cellular phone. So it was active, pinging away to get a GPS location while jogging. MRI demonstrated 6 suspicious lesions. See, this is unusual because, you know, I gotta say, I look at a lot of these mammograms, and I look at a lot of MRIs, and I look at a lot of pathology reports. It's unusual to find many separate lesions happening at the same time. Usually breast cancer arises in one place, but for it to arise simultaneously in several places at once is highly suggestive of a cell phone effect. Another case, 39-year-old presented with 3 palpable breast masses in the area of cellular phone contact with her right breast, and so on and so on and so on. So what they're saying here is that cellular phones emit EMR, and they produce both a thermal and non-thermal effect. In other words, there's a heating effect, no question. So just, it's like applying heat. Okay, maybe heat in itself is bad. But there's a non-thermal effect, and it is thought that this can have an impact on cell growth, replication, and potentially on the DNA. And of interest is a recent study that shows that exposure to radio frequency waves when a cell phone is placed near the head changes the brain metabolism. It actually increases glucose uptake in parts of the brain that are exposed to the cell phone. Now, is this consequential? It's hard to know, but it does create changes within the tissue. And that is definitely concerning. So, you know, what they're saying here is that there's no proof positive that the cell phone was the culprit in all these cases. But they say cellular phone use continues to expand rapidly, especially among young adults, until more data becomes available. Efforts should be made to discourage cell phone users from skin contact. They should be encouraged to follow the recommendations of mobile device manufacturers. By the way, there are package inserts. You can't read them because they're in microscopic print or they're online. But they actually have these disclaimers saying, don't place your phone in direct contact with your skin. They're already covering their certain part of their anatomy against the potential for these cell phones to be emitting dangerous radiation. And so they're warning physicians, to inform their patients that until sufficient safety data becomes available, and I'm quoting here, prolonged skin contact with cellular devices should be avoided. So all you gals, you know, you want to use your cell phone, get one of those arm sleeves or, you know, leave your cell phone at home. Yeah, it's great to rock your workout and listen to music, but you can use a smaller device and maybe, just maybe, use a wired device and not a wireless device until we know more about the potential harmful effects. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And one of the latest innovations in medicine, and it has been driven to some extent by insurance companies and Medicare and even certain provisions within Obamacare, is electronic health records, EHRs or EMRs, electronic medical records. And the idea is that, you know, we waste a lot of time when you can't locate patients' tests or they have their paper records, and, you know, so you got to say, could you please fax me the record? And maybe it would be great, great concept, get all that information up in the cloud so that your records are there, readily accessible. Say you end up in the hospital and nobody knows your medical history. It's all up there and downloadable and available. And also, one of the nice things about electronic medical records from the standpoint of insurance companies is they can tell doctors what they should do and what they can't do, what's covered and what's not covered. And it's kind of like paint-by-numbers set. They'll tell you, you know, here are the options. And just like driverless cars, we may have driverless doctors, robotic systems that basically tell you what's ailing you and what you can do about it. And then we'll save a lot of money. The whole idea is, let's save money. Let's cut costs, unnecessary tests, unnecessary treatments, cost containment, efficiency, and so on. And a couple of things have come to light in the past week that I think may give us pause. And full disclosure, I do not have electronic medical records in my office. I'm a very, very part of a very small minority of doctors who have not gone over to this, because literally to get, when you work with insurance companies and Medicare, that's what they want. They want EMRs so that they can, look over your records and, you know, deny payment. That's the name of the game. They also mandate this now for prescribing, in certain states, so that, you know, the paper and pencil prescriptions, you know, those prescription pads sometimes disappear in doctor's offices. Well, now you gotta, there's a secure online site where you can prescribe medications. So there's a lot of reasons that, this makes sense. Hospitals are putting these systems in, but they're having a lot of trouble because these systems are unwieldy. They break down. And another, industry that will gain from widespread electronic records is Silicon Valley. They're just going through the roof in terms of their sales of hardware and software to hospitals and doctor's offices. And these are pricey systems. They cost, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, literally sometimes millions of dollars for hospital systems. And for the small independent physician, it is a real burden to buy one of these systems. So more and more doctors are banding together, working for hospitals because of the expense of doing business. Okay, one development is that the Russians apparently the same group that has hacked into the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, has hacked into the records of U.S. athletes and now knows just about everything about their ailments, what medications they take, and so on. So if you think your records are secure, forget about it, because your records are highly vulnerable. There's so many breaches of security that, I mean, say maybe you're a little concerned that maybe you had a sexually transmitted disease. Maybe you're concerned that your employer may find out that you have a medical condition that might render you maybe a less effective employee. Or maybe you've had a bout with depression, took a psychiatric medication, as a very high percentage of Americans have. That's all out there on record, easily hackable. Also, new story, EHR Burton's leave docs burned out in critical condition. This is a study that shows that doctors spend fully two-thirds of their time ministering to the electronic records. Many of these records are cumbersome. They take a lot of time. When it comes to the physician-patient relationship, most patients who visit a physician in the past several years are aware that they're not getting the direct, undivided attention from their physician that they've had in the past. They know that the physician has to divide their attention between them and the electronic health record. They're peering into the computer, tapping in, tapping on the keyboard. One common complaint is that their doctor isn't giving them eye contact or listening anymore. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. If you want to call us, 888-302-3684, but I'll say you hear this broadcast, as many people do, via podcast, and you still want to answer a question, you can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. We field questions once a week during our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is one of our most popular podcast segments wherein audience questions get answered. Radioprogram@AOL.com is your email address for questions. All right. High blood pressure is a real conundrum because some people can't achieve control of their blood pressure even with the most earnest diet efforts and exercise. I mean, I always emphasize diet and exercise first. But some people seem to be too far gone to respond to weight loss, which often works, or even an exercise program. And so they're consigned to a lifetime of use of medications, many of which have side effects. So I was tremendously excited to learn about a year ago about a terrific new technology that can help people control their blood pressure. This is legit. It's the Zona Plus, and it's been proven effective. It is so effective that studies show it works for 9 in 10 people. It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. And it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Good reviews by Mayo Clinic, Harvard Health Letter, and the American Heart Association. So try it. You know, it's a routine that you need to do, like a little daily ritual for up to 2 or 3 months, and it is very likely that you'll see a significant reduction in your blood pressure, perhaps allowing you to be on less medication or perhaps completely avoiding the use of medication. And because you're listeners to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. There's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can try it for 3 months on a trial basis and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662 and be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. All right, this item has to do with something we've been talking about a lot, which is active holistic surveillance for prostate cancer. It used to be called watchful waiting, but there's something fatalistic when you have a diagnosis of cancer, when they say, don't just stand there, do nothing, we'll just wait for the other shoe to drop. We'll test you frequently, maybe we'll check your PSA, we'll do additional biopsies, but it's like, yeah, doc, what am I doing here? A lot of men are just psychologically unprepared to do that. They want their prostate taken out with surgery or zapped with radiation, because the whole notion of having cancer in your body, pretty daunting. But there's a new study that is quite fascinating, and it really supports what we've been saying here. And we've talked frequently to experts on the subject of active holistic surveillance for prostate cancer. That just means don't just wait, but change your lifestyle, change your diet, exercise, take certain supplements which are known to be beneficial for prostate cancer. And Dr. Gio Espinosa has recently a guest. He's written a book called Thrive, Don't Just Survive, for men with prostate cancer, outlining a program. Dr. Katz has been an expert that we've talked to frequently. He's at Winthrop University Hospital. He's pioneered the notion of active holistic surveillance, runs groups for men, telling them how to transform their lives after a diagnosis with diet change and, you know, stress reduction, weight loss, because that helps prevent the cancer from progressing. Incredibly enough, you can get a diagnosis of prostate cancer, and there is, according to a headline here in MedPage Today, no survival hit with surveillance. So they compared 1,643 men, some of whom had radiation, some of whom had surgery, and some of whom had active surveillance, which means, you know, check it out, make sure it's not progressing, and then if it did, you know, they would then be advanced to some form of definitive therapy. And this is not for every man with prostate cancer. There are certain types of prostate cancer, especially high-grade prostate cancer occurring in younger men, that are more likely to cause premature deaths. So it's based on what's called a Gleason score. If your Gleason score is 5 or 6, you're a candidate for this. If your Gleason score is 7, 8, 9, or if your cancer is spread to other parts of your body, then this is, you know, you can't just not do anything. But for the group that qualifies for this, what they found is that men with early prostate cancer live just as long with active surveillance as with aggressive upfront treatment. Now, what was interesting is there was a slightly higher risk of the cancer spreading. So what you could say, the proponents of therapy would say, well, you got to treat it because the cancer could spread. And indeed, in a small number of cases, the cancer did spread. But don't you think when they do studies, say on the use of statins reduce heart attacks, okay? But some studies don't show real benefit in terms of survival. And that's really the ultimate thing, right? You know, what's going to be your quality of life? And are you going to die sooner? Or if you're going to die at the same rate that your peers will die who had the surgery, well, why go there? Why go to an invasive treatment that has a lot of side effects? Invariably, men have urinary problems, sexual problems, or sometimes the whole thing causes them to become increasingly debilitated, and interfering with the man's sex life, very, very consequential. So After 10 years of follow-up, what they found was that there was really no difference. Men, and by the way, reassuringly, men in all three groups had a minuscule likelihood of dying of prostate cancer. So there's a very, very large group of men. 1,643 men died in the study, but there were only 17 prostate cancer deaths in the 10 years. So, you know, what they're saying is that maybe the men died of other causes, but they didn't die of prostate cancer. So what they're saying here is that for today we can conclude on the basis of level one evidence, that's the best evidence that you can obtain in a scientific study, that PSA monitoring, as compared to early aggressive treatment of prostate cancer, is basically equivalent to the more aggressive therapies. For men with truly low-risk disease, monitoring at 10 years is not going to increase your risk of death from prostate cancer. But, you know, what would be nice is if they had better tests that they could do to determine the aggressiveness of the prostate cancer. Right now, it's like either you do or you don't. They're coming up with more precise molecular biology tests, genetic tests, that will tell you if the type of cancer you have is a slow, indolent kind that won't kill you for 10 or 20 or 30 years. I mean, after all, older man, what's their life expectancy anyway? If the cancer is going to kill you at 122, you know, why remove it if it's such a slow-growing, indolent cancer? So we need better tests, and they're working on these tests to predict who's at high risk, who needs aggressive treatment early on, and who can be monitored and then encouraged, preferably, with lifestyle and diet. And by the way, the study did not involve encouraging men to change their diets, exercise, or take specific supplements. That's not what the study was about. So imagine if we had a study, and this has not yet been done, which systematically observes men who embark on active holistic surveillance when they are doing the right thing, that could really supercharge their chances of beating prostate cancer, even with an early diagnosis. Fascinating, fascinating new study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And, you know, one of the themes of this program is that we're experiencing a real health crisis in America, and that the advice that we give on this program is not just germane to your personal health and the health of your loved ones, But this is actually at the level of national security, because with our increasing expenditures on degenerative diseases, we're headed for a catastrophe from the standpoint of our national economy. We're already headed for real rationing in healthcare, because we simply can't afford the lavish kind of healthcare that Americans with chronic degenerative diseases demand. And somewhere, somehow, and it used to be the bad guys were the insurance companies. Blame the insurance companies because they were denying your claims. Well, now the government is stepping in, and they have become the cutting edge of cost containment. And so no story better underlies this than this headline. The U.S. military has a huge problem with obesity, and it's only getting worse. This story, coincidentally, was published on September 11th, 2016. And what they're saying here is that our military preparedness, the fitness of the troops that we depend on to defend our country, is increasingly being challenged by obesity. They say it's not clear why America's military personnel are getting fatter, but maybe it's about a sedentary lifestyle and diet. And we're talking mostly here about millennials with their penchant for sedentary activities like playing video games and killing time on Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram, you name it. They're simply not up to the rigors of military life. Or could it be all that fast food? Burgers, fries, cakes, and pies. This much is clear, though. Today's military is fatter than ever. About 7.8% of the military, roughly one in every 13 troops, is clinically overweight, defined by body mass index greater than 25, and the rate has crept upward since 2001 and was just 1.6%, or 1 in 60. Now, this is a really kind of interesting historical juncture, because in World War II, there was the draft, and they drafted just virtually anybody who was young and able-bodied. And the problem they had is that America was just coming out of the Depression, and a highly significant percentage of the American populace, young men, were underweight. They had to go to military camps where they basically fattened them up so that they would be strong enough to carry military equipment and participate in combat, because they were little skinny string beans. And now the problem is the opposite. Since 2001, the percentage of military personnel deemed overweight has skyrocketed. So the statistics are pretty scary. And, you know, it really speaks to the devitalization of this country due to health problems and degenerative disease. Top Pentagon health officials are rewriting guidelines for body composition standards, and they're having to be more lenient just to get manpower and woman power. You know, combat situations are rigorous. You got to carry a lot of equipment. You got to traverse mountainous terrain, and excess weight is going to be a real liability for some of the troops that may be called upon, unfortunately, to fight the battles of the future. So this is a big deal. All right, this item, you know, speaks to the controversy about dairy as a potential contributor to cancer risk. And there's a new study that suggests that, at least when it comes to African-American women, a low-lactose diet may reduce the risk of ovarian cancer. There actually have been previous studies which show that there is a linkage between the intake of dairy products and certain cancers, prostate cancer in men, possibly breast cancer in women, maybe even lung cancer. And it's not clear why. Is it the fat in dairy? Because in this study, whole milk was significantly associated with increased risk of ovarian cancer in African American women, admittedly a subset of the population, while skim milk and low-fat milk were not, and nor was cheese or yogurt products. which is kind of interesting. But one of the things that is thought to cause cancer is one of the sugars that's found in lactose. Lactose is actually a disaccharide. It's two sugars. It's glucose and it's galactose. And galactose has actually been shown to maybe stimulate certain cancers. So it may be advisable for women at high risk or people concerned about the risk of cancer to eschew certain dairy products. Although in this study, some dairy products were associated with risk and some were not. This item is something that I shared with a patient who just had an injury, and a doctor said, you got to go on Advil, Motrin, because that's going to help heal your tendon. She had tendonitis and was wearing a boot when she came into the office. And the doctor says, you know, that's going to heal you. Well, I said to her, new studies are suggesting that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs may actually make the problem worse rather than better and delay healing. And this article is entitled Anti-Inflammatory Management for Tendon Injuries, Friends or Foes. Sporting injuries, they say, including both acute trauma and chronic overuse, are usually presented with clinical signs of swelling and pain. So most sports medicine docs prescribe anti-inflammatory management. Okay, well, the natural management is, you know, rice, you know, rest, icing, compression, and elevation to, you know, natural ways of dealing with inflammation. But often they'll give you a prescription for powerful non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, like naproxen, for example. Or they'll say just go to the drugstore and get yourself some Advil or Motrin. What they say here is that chronic tendinopathy, there really isn't a lot of inflammation. It's an itis without the type of inflammatory response that is usually helped by non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And they say that there are some beneficial as well as harmful effects of NSAIDs on tendon healing. When I broke my hip, it was years back. I think it was in 2006. So it's almost 10 years now. My orthopedic physician said, whatever you do, don't use anti-inflammatory drugs because it will prevent your healing. It'll actually get in the way of the necessary healing that occurs because some of the remodeling that is associated with the healing process is interfered with by using non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So what can you use? Well, one of the ideal treatments for inflammation is curcumin. Fish oil, also beneficial for tendonitis. Curcumin specifically in some studies has been shown to be very helpful for tendonitis. A typical form of tendonitis is so-called tennis elbow, which is bicipital tendonitis. That really responds to high-dose curcumin. And those are some of the better strategies to employ. Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us. And remember that this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. You can download our podcasts at drhoffman.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher. You can go to Facebook and follow us, or follow us on Twitter. And be sure to read our articles at drhoffman.com, and you can subscribe to our newsletter. Lots of ways that you can get intelligent medicine information, and we're happy to provide it. Have yourselves a great weekend. Stay healthy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.